Tonight's Shir Simin Reish Ayin Aleph, Seif Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet. Seif Yud Beis. Achar Shekidesh Al HaKois, after making Kiddush on the cup, Notel Yodav Umavarech Al Tilas Yadayim. He washes his hands and says, Nebarach Al Tilas Yadayim. Vim Notel Yodav Koidim Kiddush, but if he washed his hands before making Kiddush, Galidaitei Derifta Chavivilei, that shows that in his mind, he prefers the bread to the wine. So instead of making kiddush on the wine, he'll make kiddush on the challah. The Amos says, some say, that you wash your hands before kiddush and then make kiddush on the wine. That's the simple practice in our land. And one should not alter from the minig. Rock below Pesach, with the exception of the Seder night. K'moshi Yisbar B'Simin, Tuf Ayin Gimelak, is clarified in Simin Tuf Ayin Gimel. B'shtabur Sivka Nun Ches, Acher Shekidish V'chulam. The Mechaber makes it clear that after Kiddush he washes until he's dying, v'lo koidim, not before. Kadesh lo yafzik b'hakiddush ben etil he's dying la'motzi. In order not to interrupt with Kiddush between the Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi. We want the Netilas Yadayim and the Hamotzi to go together without interruption. Kiddush in between would be an interruption. Al b'nei beisoy she'enu mekachin ba'atzman, but the family, they're not making Kiddush. Elo yoytzin b'shmi yosan mi'bal habayis, they're being yoytzin when they listen to the bal habayis. Yuchlu litul yadayim koydin, the chab is no problem. They can wash their hands before Kiddush, and then the Mekadesh will wash his hands and say Hamotzi for everyone. Sivka nun test the rift of Achulu. So if he did wash his hands before Kiddush, then even though he has wine, he should make Kiddush on the challah, because it shows that the bread is choshev. V'davka hochadika gamken chashash hefsik. Only in this case, when there's the concern of interruption, shemekadesh al hayayin achanatila, that if he's going to make kiddush on wine after washing, it's a hefsek between the Netilas Yadayim and the Hamotzi. Moshe Kasal b'Sivkot Nuches, like I learned Sivkot Nuches. So in this case, we say the bread is more choshev and he should make kiddush on the bread. Al ba'alma, but in general, heich lo nota yodav, if he didn't wash his hands, mutl kiddush al hayayin after if the chaviv la yosem yayin. It's fine to make kiddush on wine, even though he prefers challah to wine. The issue here isn't he likes challah more than wine. The issue is you created the hefsek scenario. By washing the Yadayim, now what's going to happen? You make kiddush on wine between the Yadayim and the Hamotzi. So already, since you like the challah, go ahead and make kiddush on the challah. The ayin kamon b'simin reish ayin beis if test b'hagot masher kasav nusham. Look later in simin reish ayin beis if test. We write there on the Ramah. Sifkon sam chaviv alei, the bread is dear to him. That's why he's washing his hands. He's hungry and he's hurrying to eat the bread. So the Mechaber Shita is first Kiddush, then Tilas Yadayim, then Hamotzi. And if you wash the Tilas Yadayim before Kiddush, then make Kiddush on the Chal. The Amor brings a Yesh Oim. Sivkon Samach Aleph, a Yesh Oim the Chachilu B'chulu. Some say the Chachilu, you wash the Tilas Yadayim prior to Kiddush and make Kiddush on wine. The Svilu, they hold, this Yesh Oim holds. Dana Kiddush Mikri Hafzik. Kiddush is not an interruption. Kiddush Yitzarech Se'uda, since it's necessary for the meal. Ulakachi Kaddish Ala Yayin, so even though he washed Yil Sidayim, he'll make Kiddush on the wine, the Yishta HaKos, and drink the cup, V'achachi Baruch HaMotzi, and then say the Baruch HaMotzi, V'yivtza HaPas, and cut open the challah. V'kima De'enu Hafzik, since it's not an interruption, Svili L'Ramah, D'tov L'Hin HaKen L'Chachula. The Amor holds, this is actually good lechatchila. Mishum de kasheein lo yayin umakash lepas. Why is it lechatchila? Because when you don't have wine and you make kiddush on bread, val korchot zerach lito yodov kod makish, then you have to wash this yadayim before kiddush. Val kein tov linho kein tamid bofen echad. So it makes sense to always do this. The best minig is to do one way all the time. So since half the time, you know, anybody washing first because you're making kiddush on the challah, so you don't make kiddush on the wine, wash this yadayim first. Again, this assumes, and it was common, they didn't have that much wine. Not everyone had wine. And they made raisin wine, which didn't taste very good. There was an issue. Not everyone had wine all the time. So it was commonplace to make kiddush on the challah. So Amos says, fine, do it one way all the time. Now, if you want to start mixing some hot water into your wine after the tilas yadayim, before the hamotzi, v'aday ein lasas kein l'kuli alma, everyone agrees you shouldn't do that. Because that takes precision and care to get the mixture just right. Shlo yichaser v'lo yosir, not to have too little, too much water. Have hesach adas, that becomes an interruption and a distraction. Sifkad sach beis ve'ein l'shanos. One should not alter from this minik. The Mishnah Berurah says v'kam achronim kosfu, many achronim right that tvei od v'chadchila kadosh alayayin koydim tiyasadayim. That no, it's better v'chadchila to make kiddush on wine before tiyasadayim. Kadasa mechaber like the Shulchan Aruch. To be zayyotz medina kol adeis, that l'halacha accommodates all the views. U'bekam v'koyim is nohag k'divrayim. And in many cases, we are knowing that way. But if someone did wash his hands before Kiddush, then we'll do like Dramah. That despite the fact that he washed his Yadayim first, we'll say to make Kiddush on the wine like Dramah, and not to make Kiddush on the Challah like the Mechaber. So the Achronim who write, different than the Ramah. This is not our Minig, and we are going to Meshana. The Vilna Goin, Ma'amar Mordechai. The question is, b'diyeved, if they wash their hands, shemi kiddush on challah. They actually hold that way. They hold like the mechaber, not like the Ramah. Mamash, even b'diyeved, if you wash your hands, then you go straight to the challah. So that's the din that the Mishnah Berurah is saying, that l'maisa, if you did wash your hands first, then we'll jump to the Ramah, and we'll make kiddush on wine first. Sifkan sanakil, b'leil pesach. Seder night, even the Ramah says, we're not going to wash before kiddush. There's a tremendous interruption. B'miris Haggadah, Ar HaSuda, we say the Haggadah before the Suda. So why wash until Yadayim? You won't get to the Hamotzi for a long time. Kasa B'derech HaChayim. Derech HaChayim writes, in a Kaddish al HaPatz LaHotzi Gam HaShomim, if a person's made Kiddish on Lechem, on bread, to be Motzi, the ones who listen, Tzvichin HaShomim Sheyichavnu L'tzeis Gam B'virchas HaMotzi, the ones listening have to pay attention to the bracha hamotzi too, not just to the kiddush. If they don't have a mind for the hamotzi, they only have a mind for kiddush. And their preference is to make their own hamotzi when they get the piece of challah to eat. That's a problem. In a regular scenario, it's not such a we hold not that way. Those who hold yes, that's a shaila. Do they make their own hamotzi after you heard Kiddush and then you wash? But if you make Kiddush on bread and they still want to make their own Hamotzi, that's wrong. The Mahapchin Seder HaKiddush, they are switching the Seder Kiddush, Ayin Sham. Basically, they're doing like Beishamai. Beishamai said you make Kiddush first and then you make the Birchas Anenin. Beishil said you make the Birchas Anenin and then the Kiddush. So here, they're giving us the Kiddush and then they're saying Hamotzi, that's Beishamai. We don't do that. Well, the Fizah, according to this, so when people are being yoytzer with kiddush on challah, they should wash their hands at the same time as balabos. When he makes kiddush on bread, because if not, if they're busy washing while he's starting the brachas, how could they have a mind with his hamotzi? They're busy saying all the yisidayim, so they have to make sure to be on the same page. They have to wash same time as the Baal HaKiddush. So if you're Gimel, Tzarich l'shtos mikoshal kiddush k'mo lugmov, you should drink from the case of kiddush a mouthful. That means if you push it to one side of your mouth, it would seem full. For Haruba shal Revius, this is the majority of Revius. So it's only, why is Sifyud Gimel here? Why isn't Sifyud Beis? Everything until now was kiddush. Yud Beis gets into one to wash. So the answer why this is, the previous sif is where it is because the question is, are you supposed to make kiddush on the bread or on the wine? The hosha is when you wash, are you making kiddush on yayin, the kiddush on hamotzi? So it's still holding, not by the washing, it's holding by the kiddush. Now, the question is, what do you drink from the kiddush cup? So he says, you should drink a malo lumav. He has to drink the kiddush of kiddush malo lumav. Vim lav, if he not, lo yotza. He's not yotza. Does not drink lo lugmav. He's not yotza. Sifkan sanachay kim lo lugmav. The be'inon shiur chashuv. You need a significant amount to drink. Shetis yashev daito aydezeh. So I'm a little lugmov is a chashuv amount because it satisfies his thirst. It makes him feel better. So kad samachlov da hainu v'chulu. What is mal lugmov? If you push it to one side and it looks full. What's the limit to say? It doesn't mean, when we say a mouthful, it doesn't mean the entire mouth, both sides. It means one side. So the Mechaber says it's usually a majority of revius. This is sufficient even if the cup that holds the wine holds many revius. It could be a very big cup, called 12-ounce cup. All you need is your melo lugmov. Sifkan samaches, brubo shel revius, the majority of revius. For the average person, a benolugmov will be majority of revius. So if we say a revius is 3 ounces, let's say it's 2 ounces. Al ba'odam god will be yoiser. But if a person who is exceptionally large, we have to calculate benolugmov for his mouth, for his size. But he never has to drink more than revius, even if a revius is less than benolugmov. V'dan you should know. The sheer revius who kimat meloshte klipos mi beya benonis shel tanagodas. The sheer revius is practically filling 2 shells of the average egg of a hen. So basically, it's the size that will fill 2 eggs. Vushir beyo merse ima klipo. So we calculate it as 1.5 egg with the shell. The lug hushisha beyo, because we know that a lug is 6 eggs. Kedis begumar, that's a gemar. So mamela revius lug hu beyo v'chatzi. So what's the revius? A revius has to be 1.5 eggs. Magnavah pima godim chakankiv adrachman. V'yesh machmirin ma'od v'nashim. Now there are people who are very strict when it comes to sizes and measurements. V'chichu they came to prove that beim niskatnu bizmanenu l'machzis v'mashahoy me'gemara, that our eggs have shrunk in our time to half of what they were in the Talmud time. And therefore you have to double the amount for the revius. If you take the modern day egg, that's half the size, so you'll have to double what's today's 1.5. You have to take 3 modern day eggs. Kazayis matzah has ramifications to how much is your matzah kazayis, because the zayis is also to kachatzi beis, measured as half an egg. Kvar b'simen tough pevav, he's learning tough pevav. Look at Be'alocha, we wrote about this. It is proper to go with a larger amount, the way they say it, when it comes to Friday night Kiddush. So one should see to it that his cup holds at least 2 eggs as opposed to 1.5. So in our contemporary eggs, the average egg, the bandy egg, is a large egg, and the volume of a large egg is basically 2 ounces, so it's 4 ounces. It's probably a little less than that, like a fraction less, but let's go with that. So we'll go with 4 ounces is the 2 eggs. V'hashetiyah, as far as drinking, afshe hakos gadol, even if it's a large cup, da'ashe yishte kamo lugmov didei. It is sufficient if he drinks enough for his personal lugmov. V'da'on, you should know. In time when you drink the malugmov, it should be done without interruption. The time it takes from the beginning of drinking to the end should not be more than the time it takes to drink a revius, which is less than a minute. And certainly don't let it extend longer than, which is like 2 to 4 minutes. And if he did drink very slowly and it took that long, after the lo yotz, and he's not even b'di'evit. This is something you should pay attention to when you make kiddush Shabbos morning on schnapps, because very often they're not going to drink that much that fast. Berlocha, the first berlocha, tzorach lishtos kamalugmav, points out, this malugmav is ma'akev, k'disa b'gemar. So why is the lashon tzarich lishtos luglov? The language is mashal chatchila, not that it's ma'akev. The lashon tzarich lishtos. Near the balashminon is going to tell us that filo chatchila David said that lechatchila it's sufficient lo lugmov. For lo be'inat shishta kol kos, there's no din of drinking the whole kos or even rov kos. Kamoni dal kois, like you find with dal koisis. Simitofayim beisif dal bachronim shamashem toisvis. There, there's a din of rov kos, kol kos. That's a din in dal koisis. The Bach explains that. But over here, the word is Maluguv is the chatchila plenty. So, yes, it is ma'akiv. Maluguv is ma'akiv. But you don't have to have more than the Maluguv either. Now, the Bir Locha later discusses this issue of Niskatnu Hashiurim. He brings the Nadvi Huda and the Slach that basically found a contradiction in the measurements. There's two ways to measure volume. One is through the water displacement of eggs. The other is through linear measurements using your thumb, I suppose. And he came out with the two numbers were not the same. One was double the other. So he concluded that people haven't changed, and therefore the thumbs have not changed. So what must have changed is the eggs have changed. And therefore all the eggs are half their size. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it's a bichoma. For Kiddush, no, maybe Friday night, we should be machmir. So I bet the rice is being machmir. It says, as opposed to darbonons. So he says the kosher should be at least two eggs worth, which is not double, because double would have been three eggs worth. He says two eggs worth. The Mishnah Berurah has a big taina on the tzlach. He continues to write in Berlocha that his whole yisod is that people have not changed. So when you measure with thumbs, measure with the sizes, so the linear measurements end up being double that of the eggs. Something's wrong. The eggs have shrunk. So Mishnah Berurah says, we know the Gemara says that your cheek holds malugma of his rov avias. So he had people test how much can they get in the mouth. And it was came out exactly the size of our eggs. The Chayr, according to the Tzlach, would have come out that based on the mouth holding, would have held much more than the eggs. So his conclusion is that the eggs probably have not changed. There's also Chuvas HaGa'onim, the Chanav Asman brings that the Chacham and Bedavka gave Shi'urim in Zesim and Beyim because they don't change. The Gaonim said this already. Why did the Gemara give us measurements in eggs and in olives? Because they don't change. They don't change. Se'iv Yodalad. Im lo ta'am ha'mekadesh. Ve'ta'am echad me'ha musubin kamalo logmov. Perish melo pir. Yotza. If the Mekadesh does not drink, but someone else who's there, who's being Yotza, does, and they drink kamalo, that's good enough. But you don't combine two people drinking half-half and to get to the shir. But there is a mitzvah from all of them to taste a little bit. Some say, if all of them drink together and it combines to shir malugmav, that's good enough. By all of them drinking, it's mitzvah. So the first shita is the Rosh, who says you're not mitzvah. The second is shita stasis, that if they all drink, that's enough to make malugma. You don't need one person in malugma. If you have five people at the table and they each drink enough, that together it's malugma, it's good enough. The ha-ga'oinim say, from the ga'oinim hold, she'im lo tam ha-makadish lo yotza. The makadish always has to drink. Because the machaber is saying the makadish doesn't have to drink. Someone else can drink. The ga'oinim says, no, the makadish has to drink. If not, you're not yotza. The royal chushul devem, it is worthwhile to concern yourself with that view. V'davka b'kiddush, only for kiddush. Al b'shar d'vam ha'tunim kois, when it comes to anything else that needs a kois, moidim ha'ga'onim, the ga'onim agreed, the sagatim ha'sachar, someone else can drink. You find it by bris milah, we'll give the kois to someone else. If it's sukkis indoors, or if it's
kiddushin,
if it's Yom Kippur, for sure, and by b'chasna, all times, a lot of times we find situations where the one who makes the bracha doesn't drink. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Samach Tes Echad Me'am Asubin. The Mechaber holds that someone has to drink a Malugmov, either Mekadosh or someone else. The Kevan Sham Asubin Shamu Mitchila Es HaBracha. The ones who are sitting with him heard the whole bracha. Who Kevan Aleim Lotzim has a mind to be Mitzvah them. They have a mind to be Yetsa. Mahaniti Masam Lekum. So they can drink. Their drinking helps for everyone. But if you just find a different person who wasn't even involved in the whole Kiddush, grab a guy off the street, oh, come drink it. And he makes his own bracha. So the implication is no one's yotze with that. It's no different than spilling out the cup. We'll see that later. You can't combine the drink of two people to make a malugov. Either he has to drink it, or echad mehamasubin, or one of the people sitting there, shir hano shenziyashiv daitolov. Enough They have to drink enough. That would be a pleasure to take away their thirst. That's a malugmov. Kidle'el b'sivkan samachay, like we said in Sivkan samachay. Sivkan ayin aleph. Mitzvah in a muvchur, that everyone should taste a little bit. Hanatima ba'alma, just a taste. And as one person is doing malugmov, everyone else should taste a little bit. Vein serach malugmov rak le'echad. We don't need malugmov for everyone. One person's malugmov is good enough. V'kaz ha'mogen avam, mogen avam writes, if a person has a little wine, it's better that one person drinks malugmov and the others do not drink at all. So you'll have the remnant for tomorrow's kiddush or havdol. So that we talked about before, that there'll be cases of a limited amount of wine, just one person will drink it, that's it. Sifkan ayin beis. The yesh of them says, no, they can join together. The kevin shebein kulam v'chulof, they all of them drink, and together it's malugmov, it's good enough. Hana b'diyevet. This is b'diyevet. L'chadchila, l'kol yam etzor shiuto makash kashir. Even the Yeshomim agrees that l'chadchila, someone should drink, or the makash should drink, the full malugmov. Sifkan ayin gimel. The ga'onim hold that the makash has got to taste the wine. L'chush l'devein, we should be choshish. Hana l'zorhei l'chadchila, means l'chadchila we should try. U'b'diyevet eskim ha'bechorim, but b'diyevet. Many achronim agree that afilu shtias kolam asum mitstarfin l'malugmov, even if the people sitting around drink, it's mitstarfin l'malugmov. Ashlo yisha ay de shtias kulam yos midechas pras, but they should drink it quickly, that between all of them it's not more than 2 to 4 minutes. Sifkan ayin dalet v'davka b'kiddush. The ga'onim say this halacha that the one who makes the bracha has to be toyim is davka b'kiddush. Shudvar teretz diraisa. V'asmechu akol kash al yayin, and there's a posik to bring us kiddush al yayin. So in Mela, that's where a makbid that makash should drink, but otherwise it's not necessary. Be'er Locha says that lamaisa the mechaber is sosim like the first view. The second view is a yesh onim. So smashos lahalocha. Lahalocha, we should not divide it up the melachatchila, the one who's makadesh, or one other person should drink an entire melugmov, and he says that's chachila. The Beis says we're not going to be moicha biat hamekilim. They have to be samechan, but the chachila nochan lizar b'zem ma'oid. But it is proper that one person should be drinking a melugmov. The Gaonim's chiddush is they hold that the mekadesh has to drink a melugmov, and the mechaber says we're lechoshul deveim. But again, meikra din the. Mechaber's personal shita is that either Mekadesh or someone else drink Malugmov. And that's really how we should try to do it. The Mekadesh knows he cannot drink a Malugmov, either let someone else make the Kiddush, or if he has to make the Kiddush, he'll taste some of it and give someone else to drink the Malugmov.